Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Voltaire quotes. So this is the fifth, I suppose, episode where I just read through some of his quotes. We've got an idea of his life and role in philosophy. He's a French philosopher of the Enlightenment, or he is the central philosopher who actually created almost the myth of the Enlightenment, or created the Enlightenment movement by being a man of letters and creating different sides, creating the text, the play of Enlightenment. Now, I've read that, various people he interacted with, Newton, for instance, which is really enlivening, Leibniz, another key person to get your mind around, these various Krauts and Germans in there, sort of very French to think. I've actually had a good look at his chateau. I haven't looked at it in Google Earth. I might have a look at that in Google Earth in a bit of a while, but actually look over there, and you just get little bits and snippets from outside this focused discussion, and to really understand that he's sort of like a massive I suppose product. So you can imagine cars in the 1910, around that, there was lots of little companies, and some companies were classic, and he's sort of a classic philosopher. I haven't described that very much, but I'm going to read through the quotes here. Now, first of all, from Voltaire: God gave us the gift of life. It's up to us to give ourselves the gift of living well. Isn't that beautiful? Judge a man by his questions rather than his answers. Tears are the silent language of grief. The art of medicine is in amusing the patient while nature cures the disease. Isn't that beautiful? Friendship is the marriage of the soul, and the marriage is liable to divorce. It's better to risk saving a guilty man than condemn an innocent one. Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. Isn't that beautiful? It is difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. It's a beautiful saying here, but what a nice thing. So imagine they've got advertisements in here. So you don't want to lose anyone. Man is free at the moment he wishes to be. Faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe. It is not love that should be depicted as blind, but self-love. Isn't that beautiful? Each player must accept cards life deals with him or her, but once they have a hand, he or she alone must decide how to play the cards in order to win the game. Optimism is the madness of insisting that all is well when we are miserable. Common sense is not so common. It's a beautiful thing. Descartes had a beautiful saying there. What is tolerance? It is the consequence of humanity. We are all formed with frailty and error. Let us pardon reciprocally each other's folly. That is the first law of nature. Isn't that beautiful? Who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? By appreciation, we make excellence in others our own property. Opinion has caused more trouble on this little earth than the plagues or earthquakes. Life is thickly sown with thorns, and I know no other remedy than to pass quickly through them. The longer we dwell on our misfortunes, the greater their power is to harm us. Love is a canvas furnished by nature and embroidered by imagination. Isn't that beautiful? Prejudices are what fools use for reason. To hold a pen is to be at war. Paradise made for tender hearts, hell for loveless hearts. Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is absurd. Injustice in the end produces independence. Isn't that beautiful? The public is a ferocious beast. One must either chain it or flee from it. The progress of rivers to the ocean is not so rapid as that as a man of error. Isn't it beautiful? Flowery's style is not unsuitable to public speeches and addresses, which amount only to compliment. The lighter beauties are in their place when there is nothing more solid to say. But the flowery style ought to be banished from pleading, a sermon, or a didactic work. In the case of news, we should always wait for the sacrament of confirmation. Meditation is the dissolution of thoughts in the eternal awareness or pure consciousness without objectification. Knowing without thinking, merging infinitude with infinity. No problem can withstand the assault of a sustained thinking. It's a beautiful saying, that one there. Think for yourselves and let others enjoy the privilege to do so too. Perfection is attained by slow degrees. It requires the hand of time. Originality is nothing but judicious imitation. The most original writers borrowed one from one another. One great use of words is to hide our thoughts. We must distinguish between speaking to deceive and being silent to be reserved. It is dangerous to be in the right, to be right in matters on which the established authorities are wrong. A witty saying proves nothing. Every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. Isn't that beautiful? The question, when it is a question of money, everybody is of the same religion. It is lamentable that to be a good patriot, one must become the enemy of the rest of mankind. Isn't that beautiful? Tyrants have always some slight shade of virtue, but they support the laws before destroying them. I don't know. Better is the enemy of good. The best governments is a benevolent tyranny tempered by the occasional assassination. Like that, the occasional assassination, that's good. A husband who decides to surprise his wife is often very much surprised himself. The little may contrast with the great in painting, but cannot be said to be contrary to it. Opposition of colours contrast, but there is also colours contrary to each other, that is, which produce an ill effect because they shock the eye when brought very near it. I don't quite understand that one. We must cultivate our own garden. When man was put in the Garden of Eden, he was put there so that he should work, which proves that man was not born to rest. My life is a struggle. I love that. The best government is a benevolent tyranny tempered by the occasional assassination. The truths of religion are never so well understood as by those who have lost the power of reason. Clever tyrants are never punished. It is not good enough to conquer. One must learn to seduce. We are all full of the weakness of errors. Let us mutually pardon each other of our follies. It is the first law of nature. The Holy Roman Empire is neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. It is one of the superstitions of mankind, of the human mind, to have imagined that virginity could be a virtue. Chance is a word void of sense. Nothing can exist without a cause. Self-love is the instrument of our preservation. It resembles the provision of perpetuity of mankind. It is necessary, it is dear to us, it gives us pleasure, and we must conceal it. Superstition is to religion what astrology is to astronomy, the mad daughter of a wise mother. These daughters have too long dominated the earth. It is vain for the coward to flee. Death follows close behind. It is only by defying it that the brave escape. We must be very ignorant for he answers every question he's asked. Everyone goes astray, but the least imprudent are those who repent the soonest. I lived 80 years of life and know nothing for it, but to be resigned and tell myself that flies are born to be eaten by spiders and man to be destroyed by sorrow. Isn't that beautiful? The sovereign is called a tyrant who knows no laws but his caprice. I have never made but one prayer to God, a very short one. O Lord, make my enemies ridiculous, and God has granted it. Okay. To the wicked, everything serves as pretext. Froth at the top, dregs at the bottom, but the middle, excellent. It's not known precisely where angels dwell, whether in the air, the void, or the planets. It has not been God's pleasure that we should be informed of their abode. The first step, my son, which one makes in the world, is the one which depends on the rest of your days. Isn't that beautiful? When he who once speaks does not understand, and he who speaks himself does not understand, that is metaphysics. Men hate the individual whom they call average only because nothing can be gained from him. I die adoring God, loving my friends, not hating my enemies, and detesting superstition. He was a great patriot, a humanitarian, a loyal friend, proved, of course, he really is dead. I love that one. That's a beautiful saying. I'm very fond of truth, but not at all of martyrdom. To believe in God is impossible. Not to believe in him is absurd. The opportunity of doing mischief is found 100 times a day, and doing good but once a year. Satire lies about literary men whilst they live, and eulogy lies about them when they die. A true triumph of reason is that it enables us to get along with those who do not possess it. Isn't that beautiful? History is only the register of crimes and misfortunes. Isn't that beautiful? The safest course is to do nothing against one's conscience. With this secret, we can enjoy life and have no fear from death. Illusion is the first of all pleasures. Ice cream is explicit. What a pity it isn't illegal. I don't believe you said that. Well, let's see. Let us read and let us dance. Two amusements that will never do any harm to the world. We never live. We are always in the expectation of living. The ear is the avenue to the heart. Is anyone so wise as to learn by the experience of others? To the living we owe respect, but to the dead we owe only truth. Use, do not abuse, neither abstinence nor excess ever renders man happy. The secret of being a bore is to tell everything. In the flash which appears, the thunderbolt will follow. It is said that the present is the pregnant with the future. Oh, isn't it beautiful? We have the right to make use of our pens as our tongues at our peril, risk and hazard. Wherever there is a settled society, religion is necessary. The laws cover manifest crimes. The religion covers secret crimes. Isn't that beautiful? Secret crimes, manifest crimes. Which is true. It's not saying they're bad. All religions, the Christians should, of course, inspire the most tolerance. But until now, Christians have been the most intolerant of all men. We cannot always oblige, but we can always speak obligingly. That's not beautiful. Governments need to have both shepherds and butchers. Right. Divorce is probably of nearly the same date as marriage. I believe, however, that marriage is some weeks the more ancient. He shines in the second rank who is eclipsed in the first. We are really proud when we are alone. Let the punishments of criminals be useful. A hanged man is good for nothing. A man condemned to public work still serves the country and is a living lesson. In general, the art of government consists of taking as much money as possible from one class of citizens to give it to another. When men do not have healthy notions of divinity, false ideas supplant them, just as in bad times one uses counterfeit money when there is no good money. Isn't that beautiful? Men use thought only as authority for their injustice, and employ speech only to conceal their thoughts. The superfluous a very necessary thing. Very often, say what you will, and knave is only a fool. I don't understand that one. Love has features which pierce all hearts. He wears a bandage which conceals the faults of those beloved. He has wings. He comes quickly and flies away the same. All men are born with a nose and five fingers, but no one is born with knowledge of God. It's a brilliant thing. That's who serves his country well has no need of ancestors. Fear follows crime and its punishment. There are truths which are not for all men, nor for all times. Beautiful. The instruction we find in books is like fire. We fetch it from our neighbours, kindle it at home, communicate it to others, and it becomes the property of all. Woe to the makers of literal translations who rendering every word weakened by meaning. It's indeed by doing so that we can say, let us kill, and the spirit gives life. It's a bit weird. If God created us in his own image, we have more than reciprocated. That's brilliant. What a heavy burden it is, the name that has become too famous. The best is the enemy of good. We have learned women are to be found in the same manner as female warriors, but they are seldom ever inventors. Well, whatever that means. The man who tries to surprise his wife is often surprised. I love that one. And what's the... I love truth, but don't think martyrdom's a good idea. I'm going to have to look at that one. Everything's fine today. That's our illusion. Nothing would be more tiresome than eating and drinking if God had not made them a pleasure as well as a necessity. All styles are good except the tiresome kind. Nature has always had more force than education. All the reasoning of men are not worth one sentiment of women. I think that's beautiful, that story there. Weakness on both sides is, as we know, the motto of all quarrels. Society, therefore, is ancient as the world. Well, that's something. The mouth obeys poorly when the heart murmurs. We cannot wish that we have for what we do not know. I know many books which have bored their readers, but I know none which has done real evil. Let us work without theorizing. 'Tis the only way to make life endurable. God is not on the side of big battalions, but on the side of those who shoot best. Such is the feebleness of humanity, such is the perversity, that doubtless it is better for its subject to be all possible superstitions, as long as they are not murderous, than to live without religion. I don't quite understand that one. Shoot best. Yes, God is not on the side of the big battalions, but on the side who shoots best. Love that one. Anyone who seeks to destroy the passions instead of controlling them is trying to play the angel. I don't know what that means. He who has not the spirit of this age has all the misery of it. Isn't that beautiful? It is forbidden to kill. Therefore, all murderers are punished unless they kill in large numbers and to the sound of trumpets. What can you call your soul? What idea have you of it? You cannot of yourselves without revelation admit the existence within you of anything but a power unknown to you of feeling and thinking. I don't quite understand that. In every author, let us distinguish the man from his works. Pretty beautiful. He who is not just is severe. He who is not wise is sad. What most persons consider is virtue after the age of 40 is simply a loss of energy. Indeed, history is nothing more than a tableau of crimes and misfortunes. I like that one. The world embraces me, and I cannot dream that this watch exists and has no watchmaker. History should be written as philosophy. Infinitely little have a pride infinitely great. It is not sufficient to see and to know the beauty of a work. We must feel and be affected by it. To succeed in the world, it's not enough to be stupid. You must also be well-mannered. Our country is that spot to which our heart is bound. The ancients recommended us sacrifice to the graces, but Milton sacrificed to the devil. I don't quite understand that. Time, which alone makes the reputation of men, ends by making their defects respectable. Religion is instituted to make us happy in this life and in the other. What must we do to be happy in the life to come? Be just. I should like to lie at your feet and die in your arms. And that ends the quotes from Voltaire. Thanks a lot for listening. And what I'm going to do is just do a search again for Martyr. I'm very fond of truth, but not at all of martyrdom. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll get this one out. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.